The scripture reading this morning is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 57 to the end of the chapter. Luke 1, it's the song really of Zechariah. Listen to the word of the Lord. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" For the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to all those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearing to Israel. So far the reading of this beautiful portion of Holy Scripture. Before we open this passage, let's seek his guidance in prayer. Our Father in heaven, as we look at this extraordinary event in the life of your people, that John the Baptist was born of a barren woman, Elizabeth, and her husband, Zechariah. And Lord, he came to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of Righteousness. Lord, bless us now this day as we look at this song to the rising sun. Lead us now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ our Lord, Christmas is a wonderful season of the year. We love this time of the year. It is a wonderful time. It's a time in which we remember what the Lord has done, that the Lord did not forsake us, that he remembered his promises to us and gave us his only begotten Son. And the one to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus was John the Baptist. His birth was extraordinary. His birth was a miracle because, as you recall from the stories in the book of Luke, the Lord appeared to Zechariah and said that he and his wife would have a child, even though she was very old and he was very old. Yet the Lord was going to provide a wonderful blessing for them, a child to be born in their old age. And that child was John the Baptist. And we read right here about his birth. We're going to look at that this morning. In the song that Zechariah sang, he speaks at the end of that song, he speaks whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high. That sunrise is Jesus Christ. Jesus is called the sun, as I said to the boys and girls this morning. Zechariah is the oldest or the last of the Old Testament prophets. Zechariah knew the Old Testament. And in the book of Malachi, which is the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi says in chapter 4, verse 2, that the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. And the spelling of the word son is S-U-N. Charles Wesley, who was one of the great, great hymn writers of the church, wrote a number of wonderful songs, but his most famous Christmas song is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, is the most theological of all the Christmas carols. And in that song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Charles Wesley uses that same word, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. Now the reason the word son is spelled S-U-N is because the sun is the center of our solar system. The sun is absolutely essential for life upon this earth. In fact, if it weren't for the sun, scientists tell us, there wouldn't even be an earth. The sun is so basic to our survival, for our existence. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, the sun is not the brightest of all stars. There are other stars that are brighter. Scientists tell us that if the sun were the size of a star like in the Big Dipper, we would hardly be able to see it. But it's that close to us. Close, 93 million miles away. It is an unbelievable blessing of the Lord to give us that source of light, source of energy. Everything upon this earth is dependent upon the sun. Everything. The breath we breathe, rain and sunshine and snow and everything that we experience, the clothes that we wear, the food we eat, the homes we live in, are all dependent upon the sun. If it weren't for the sun, there wouldn't be any trees. There wouldn't be any life at all. The sun is that crucial to our existence. It's absolutely what you would say in Latin, the sine qua non. It is absolutely impossible to have life without the sun. Now, what the Bible says is this. The Christ, our Lord Jesus, is that essential to us. Without Christ Jesus, there would be no life, no hope. There wouldn't be any reason for living without the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is the very center of our entire existence. Jesus Christ is the heart of it all. That's why he is called the Son. And this beautiful song of Zechariah, he picks up that word Son from Malachi, who was the last of the Old Testament prophets, who said, "The Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings." And Zechariah, as he concludes his song, says, because the tender mercies of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high. That's Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm calling this sermon the song to the rising sun. We're going to see two things. First of all, the visitor, and then secondly, the visit. The visitor, as Zechariah, he's without ability to speak, and he can't hear either. He's both deaf and dumb. And that was the punishment for him not believing the word of the angel that said they would have a child. He doubted it. And so as a punishment for sin, for his unbelief, he was unable to speak or hear. And so when the baby was born, the whole community was very happy for Elizabeth that she had a child in her old age. And they came together on the eighth day in order to circumcise the child and to name him. And they wanted to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, no, his name is not to be Zechariah, it's to be John. Where did she get that? Where did Zechariah get it? Well, you read it in the first chapter of Luke, where the angel Gabriel said, and his name shall be called John. So the neighbors, the relatives, went over the head of Elizabeth and said, we're going to ask the father. And so they made signs to him. See, he was deaf, he couldn't hear, and he couldn't speak. So they made signs to him what he would have that child called. So Zechariah made signs to them. He couldn't talk, so he asked for a tablet and something to write with. And he writes this, his name is John. And all of a sudden, his mouth was unloosed, his tongue was unloosed, and he was able to speak. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. Here this man for 9 months was deaf and dumb, and all of a sudden he's able to speak. And the people are just amazed and say, what kind of child is this going to be? It's amazing. It's a miracle. And it was indeed a miracle of God, that's for sure. And then Zechariah begins to speak. And his words are beautiful. He speaks about the visitor and about the visit. Listen what he says. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited his people and redeemed his people. The word visit is rather common in the Old Testament. Ruth speaks about it in the book of Ruth, that the Lord visited the city of Bethlehem in that country and brought back food and prosperity, because Ruth and her family and the people all left. They went to Moab because of famine. But now the Lord visited his people and brought back prosperity. And so Ruth comes up. There the word visited again. The word visit is God's remembering of his promise and his goodness and his love to us. He visited the people of God with the promise and with the fulfillment of that wonderful promise that he would redeem his people. He has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us. What does the word horn mean? Well, you know what the horn is. You have cows have horns, bulls have horns, deer have horns, elk have horns. Horn in the Bible is a symbol. It's a symbol of honor. It's a symbol of power. It's a symbol of protection. The horn, it's a symbol of plenty. We have the horn of plenty around Thanksgiving. Here, Zechariah sings about that God has raised a horn of salvation for us. That horn of salvation is no one other than Jesus Christ. He is the horn of salvation. He is our protection. He is he is the one who keeps us in the hollow of his hand. The horn of salvation. It's also the source of plenty. Jesus is all of that. He has raised for us, says Zechariah, a horn of salvation. He has redeemed and visited his people as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. God spoke through his prophets from of old, and that from of old goes all the way back to Adam and Eve, where God spoke through to Adam and Eve and said to Adam and Eve, I will put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman, between your seed and her seed. You will bruise his heel, but he, the seed of the woman, will crush your head. So the promise was already given way back then that the one who was to come was a seed of the woman. He was going to come he was going to be born of a woman, seed of the woman. He is the one who is the ram that was caught in the thicket to be sacrificed in the place of Isaac. He is the one who is the ark of Noah. He is the one who was the prophet that David spoke about. He is the wisdom of Solomon. He is the Emmanuel of Isaiah. He is the son of righteousness of Malachi. All through the Old Testament, he is spoken of. Jesus is the great, great fulfillment of all of God's promises, in which he has come to redeem his people as he spoke by his holy prophets from of old. He saved us from our enemies. That's the promise. Jesus saves us from our enemies. Who are our enemies? Who are the enemies of his people? Well, way back in in Genesis 3:15, the enemy was the serpent, the Satan. He saves us from the power of the devil. Think of what 1 John 3 verse 8 says. The Son of God was manifested to destroy the devil's works. What are the devil's works? Well, Jesus speaks about them when he says that the devil is a murderer from the beginning. What does a murderer hate? He hates life. Not only is he a murderer from the beginning, he is a liar from the beginning. What does the liar hate? The liar hates truth. Satan is also the lawless one. He hates the law. He is the one who brought about in Judas's heart to betray Jesus. He hates love. So Satan hates life, truth, love, and law. He hates all that. Now the Lord sent Jesus into our life. He sent Christ to be the one who restores life. He's the life-giving. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He gives us truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He gives us love. He is the law keeper as well as the lawgiver. So everything that the devil has tried to do, Jesus has undone. He has given us victory in the midst of all of the conflict that we have. He delivers us from our enemies. And the biggest enemy of all is the devil. He has delivered us from the hand of those who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him. You know, this song of Zechariah is composed of two sentences. Two sentences. The first sentence begins with verse 68, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel." And that goes through verse 75. And then 76 begins, "And you, child," that's a new sentence. There are only two sentences in that whole song. The first sentence speaks about the visitor who is to come. And the second half, or the second sentence, is the visit. He has redeemed his people. The sun has risen. The sun of righteousness has risen. And he has visited us from on high. The sun gives light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and guides our feet into the way of peace. That's exactly what light does. Light does that for us. It gives us direction, who sit in darkness, and guides our feet in the way of peace. The sun is all of that to us. Jesus is the Son of righteousness who rose with healing in his wings. This is the promise and the fulfillment of the great gift of God. So Zechariah, the father of this little boy, this little son, John the Baptist, is singing a great psalm of praise to the Lord. For the Lord is the giver of every single gift. Zechariah knows very well that the only way they were able to have a child is by God's special grace. When Zechariah named his son and said his name is John, you know what John means? It means God is gracious. And this entire song of Zechariah is really an explanation of the name of John, the name that God is gracious. The whole song is an explanation and a fleshing out of what that word grace means. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Christ is the one who paid for all that. He is the expression of grace. Grace is the source of every blessing we receive. That grace of God flows to us. You know, in that beautiful verse in 2 Corinthians, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich." That's grace. He was rich, for our sakes became poor. And how far did that poverty go down? He was poor, not simply that he was born in a barn. He was poor not simply that he was born of a very poor family, of a poor mother. He was poor not only that he said, birds have a nest and foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. That's poverty. But his poverty came to its deepest extent when he cried out from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was poverty. As Isaiah said, he was despised and forsaken of God, and he was despised and forsaken of man. That was his poverty. And he was poor, he became poor, so that we could become rich. And some of the riches that we feel right now, we know because the Lord has given himself to us. He has given us salvation only through the blood of Christ, only through the finished work of our Lord Jesus, in which he cried out from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was the poverty. That was the deepest extent of his humiliation as he gave his life for us that we might have life and have it abundantly. So he is the song, he is the rising sun. And Zechariah sings of him as the song to the song of the rising sun. Jesus is everything to us that the sun is to the earth. We would not have anything if it weren't for Christ. I surely hope and pray that all of us here today and all who hear this today know this Savior, Jesus Christ. He came into the world that we might have life and might have it abundantly. And that life is in his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Trust in him. Believe in him. Turn away from sin. And he gives us victory over all the enemies we have. The enemy of sickness, of death, of sorrow, of pain. He gives us strength in the midst of all of it. The Apostle Paul fleshes this out when he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when he says in that beautiful book of Philippians, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. This is his giving to us what everything we need. He is the source of it all. He's the sun of righteousness. So this song to the rising sun is the song that Jesus about him and his all sufficiency for us. All sufficient. Nothing that we have to have is outside of him. That's why Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He is the heart of it all. So this song of the rising sun is a beautiful one. He's our horn of salvation. He is our strength, he is our light, and he is our hope. So may the Lord bless you and me, and may we know the power of the gospel. And everyone said, amen. Lord, bless us this day. Forgive all of our sins. Guide us by your Spirit, O Lord. Bless the Sunday school and their program today. O Lord, may your name be exalted. Bless us now, we pray. May Christ Jesus be praised. Hear us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.